Hello, is Perlette Matthews there? Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white?
African American.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? And is that a definitely or just probably? Definitely?
I will vote. I didn't say I'm not sure. I said I will vote. So definitely, yes, of course, I will vote.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing, that we're asking people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 57.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm 10. I'm going to vote.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
My goodness, strong Democrat. Who comes up with these questions?
Yes, I'm so sorry. These are just for classifying. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm not going to talk about Joe Biden. I'm loyal.
And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
I'm backing him, so I'm going to strongly approve. You cannot vote for somebody and not, you know, you cannot halfway do that. Come on.
I understand. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'm dissatisfied.
Yes? Hello? I think you cut off.
Right now.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't see a big change, but some people say it's improving, so I guess it's getting better.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say you are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. We have creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, reducing crime, combating division and racism, or lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
So what was your question? I heard all of the choices. What was your question?
Yes, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to three.
All of them. Well, I mean, they're equally as important as far as I'm concerned. I cannot. They're equally as important. I'll go with race and relieving these student debts, college debts. That they have. So.
Yes. So for the first one, was it combating division and racism?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm. Yes?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me how many more questions you have? Because I'm arriving at my destination.
Yes, we have still a few more questions to go. I don't know if there's another moment that we can.
Yeah, we can probably, you can probably call me tomorrow around the same time because I'm going to a meeting and I have to get out of the car and get into the building.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll try again then tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.